program, you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. So let's talk about the TSA and what they're up to now. You know, they're just always trying to innovate new ways to make the screening process go just a little bit smoother for you. They're always working on customer service and just trying to improve just the general demeanor of their customer service agents. And to improve your experience.
Well, they have a lot of room to go there, considering how many people have been molested and stolen from and stopped for stupid reasons. And don't forget the one lady who died. At least one lady has died. I don't know how many people have died under the care and tutelage of the Transportation Safety Authority.
Now, the TSA understands and respects your concerns, citizen, and we're working hard to bring you the best experience you can possibly have from a security checkpoint. Get this. Here's the news from USA Today as to what they've got planned for your local TSA security checkpoint. Arlington, Virginia. The Transportation Security Administration hopes to create a kinder, gentler screening process and will be testing it soon at Baltimore Washington International Airport. Other U.S. airports could see it later this year. The administrator of the TSA said this is the first significant change to the checkpoint since the 1970s. That must be pretty serious, huh? I mean, this is supposed to be a big deal. The checkpoint to be tested in May at one terminal in Baltimore is based on a simple premise. Serenity adds security. Mauve lights glow softly. Soothing music hums. And smiling employees offer quiet greetings and assistance. The bureaucrat says, a chaotic, noisy, congested checkpoint is a security nightmare. Chaos gives camouflage. A chaotic environment puts subtle pressure on the screeners to rush the job. Ollie has sought to calm the passenger as he has focused the TSA on intercepting terrorists before they get to checkpoints where they could slip plastic explosives past X-ray machines. About 1,200 screeners at 70 large airports specialize in passenger observation and pick out people who appear suspicious for closer questioning and pat-downs. That task is easier if passengers are relaxed. Calm allows things to stand out more, said Holly. It creates a better environment to observe hostile intent. TSA planners have been...
I can tell you, I feel pretty hostile just about every time I go through a TSA checkpoint. I know that if nothing else, they're stealing my time.
Wouldn't some soothing music
would
help
I
you
stand
with that?
Out? No. Soothing music is not going to stand out when I realize that these jackholes are taking away my bottle of water in order to keep America safe. That they're taking my larger-than-3-ounce tube of toothpaste in order to keep planes from getting blown up.
So you're saying a little bit of lube won't make it any less of a rape experience?
That's kind of how I'm feeling.
Because that's what they're talking about doing here.
You'd be surprised. I mean, you keep animals calm when they're going into the slaughterhouse. I mean, that's what it sounds like to me.
Maybe probably, America has slipped to this.
Well,
maybe we really are just chattel, lined up and waiting for the slaughter. Maybe we are just that easily subdued.
It's not going to make you feel any calm, America, but for the average person, it might make them feel marginally
I think
less
the average person realizes that the TSA does a poor job of securing us. Even if they think that it's necessary to have checkpoints, they would realize that this just doesn't work, this getting rid of, feeling up of babies and that kind of thing.
TSA planners have been tinkering for months in a warehouse in Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport, testing music, lighting, and displays. One of their bureaucrats said, you can actually influence some behavior subliminally through color. The TSA test in Baltimore will refine the strategies, which could be exported to other airports. The test will include a machine that uses harmless radio waves to scan passengers under their clothes for hidden weapons. Passengers will be selected randomly for the scanning after they go through a metal detector. Screeners will view images of passengers' bodies in a remote room, and then they'll delete them.
Of course they will.
Charles Chambers, head of security for the Airports Council International, said the new checkpoint could speed security lines and reduce crowds. It might invite a terrorist strike. He said some airports do have concerns about large groups of people. Anything you can do to disperse people quicker is a good thing. There was a comment on the Lou Rockwell blog where I spotted this, and I just thought it was brilliant. They said that, is there any truth to the rumor that passengers will be given Soma before they approach the TSA checkpoint? Sort of alluding to Aldous Huxley's Brave New World, where all of the regular folk were regularly dosed up by their government. I mean, that's what we're talking about doing here, is putting people into this sort of bizarro world of the checkpoint where it's no longer, it doesn't have the edge that it usually does. They're trying to make it seem, as they say here, kinder and gentler, soft lighting, soft music. I mean, this is really kind of bizarre, isn't it? This is kind of a little disturbing. I mean, it's already disturbing where the security situation of this country is and the fact that Americans have just accepted it. But now they're really going to, like, the world of fiction here. I mean, this is concerning, I think. Is it just me?
It's not just you. I just don't know what to say about
it.
I mean, it's concerning,
it's no
but
surprise.
It's happening.
The only thing I'm surprised at is, I'll be surprised if they manage to implement it with any kind of skill or alacrity. They're going to screw it up because the government screws up everything. However, I am surprised that this wasn't done sooner. It would seem like this would be the obvious thing that you would do, is play soothing music and put the lighting just right and paint the walls a soothing color.
Right.
I mean, hell, they do it in prisons. Why wouldn't they do it there? They do it in insane asylums, government-run insane asylums. It's not like this is a new or interesting idea. It took them
six years
to do this. I mean, that just shows how incompetent the government is.
I wonder how far are we away from having big screens? Like, they already got TV sets in many of these places with the instructions as to what to do.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe they should add an attractive woman speaking in soothing tones there.
I think they should just add Seinfeld. Seinfeld.
Oh, okay.
At the very least, make it interesting. You know, give us some entertainment while we stand in this line, because they don't even do that.
So I just thought I'd bring this up as yet another example of just kind of how fictional this security world is becoming. It's almost as if it's being ripped out of 1984 or Brave New World.
Dystopia
or,
novels.
Yeah. Or some sort of dystopian movie. Gattaca or something like that. Just bizarre stuff.
And it seems like people in supposedly free countries like the U.S. and Britain are adopting it pretty easily. I mean, of course, there are people like us who are concerned, but it doesn't seem like they've really taken concerted action, and I think a lot of it's just they have a defeatist attitude that
what can you do about it? Oh, I don't think we can do anything about it besides open up our own airports and start competing.
If Americans realized how many guns, knives, and bombs the TSA misses on a regular basis, that basically half of them are missed. Now, I don't have any overall reaching numbers of what the red teams...
Mark, if they weren't screening at all, they would miss 100%.
Okay. Then if I'm a terrorist organization and I want to blow up 50 planes, all I have to do is put out 100 terrorist teams, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. The statistics are very easy to get past the TSA's incompetent security theater. That's what it is. It's security theater. It's there to make nervous little chihuahuas among us feel a little better.
Yeah.
Those people that believe that the government can protect you, the TSA is the worst at this. The government's bad at protection in general, but the TSA is the worst at it. And when it comes to security, remember what Benjamin Franklin said, that those that would trade essential liberty for security, for safety, will get neither and deserve neither. The government cannot provide it for you.
800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. If you want to comment on this story and let us know how this makes you feel. What do you liken this to? Because as you say, Mark, it's security theater. And now it's even more theatrical. Now, if this program is successful and they expand it out to the other airports, I mean, now you're talking about security theater with low, soothing lighting and
music. Don't forget the actors. They have actors on stage.
Yeah.
They have the people, the trained observers. Are you telling me the trained observers won't come up and strike up a conversation with somebody that they consider to be a little nervous?
Yeah. Well, and they're also talking about having the TSA people smile now, which that'll be interesting to see happen. I don't know if they'll be successful at that one. How can these people smile? They must, many of them must absolutely hate their jobs and their lives. 800-259-9231. Only the true sadists will be smiling as they violate people and search them. More coming up, Free Talk Live.
Does your family think your beliefs are crazy? Do you experience a nagging sense of worry that the world is becoming less free? Do you feel withdrawn or politically alienated from liberal and conservative friends? You are not alone. Statism hurts. IHS Summer Seminars can help. Visit LibertarianSeminars.com for more information on a happier future. This summer, the Institute for Humane Studies will be holding 14 seminars on liberty and libertarian thought at locations across the country. If you're a college student or recent graduate and interested in thoughtful discussion and challenging lectures, we want you to attend. Find out more at LibertarianSeminars.com. The deadline to apply is April 6th.
Available seminars include Liberty and Society and the Tradition of Liberty, Advanced Studies. Register online now at LibertarianSeminars.com.
JW Labs has been building rice machines for over 20 years. We take pride in producing the highest quality original style frequency instruments. Customers worldwide enjoy the health benefits of using our machines. Our Model A embodies the best of the old and the new in rice technology. Priced under $1,000, Model A is a state-of-the-art device which performs better than machines costing several times more. With Model A, you have enough power to treat a horse, yet enough sensitivity to treat a mouse. It's ideal for local and whole body applications. Sessions are full analog hand-tuned recordings with impeccable refinement. Model A is affordable and highly portable. It's so easy to use that you'll begin experimenting in minutes. We support you in getting started, and we're available as needed for technical support. Call us today at 888-891-1122, 888-891-1122, or visit us online at jwlabs.com.
With oil at $105 per barrel and counting, we need radical change if we're to avert becoming a third world nation. It's time to jump on the next wave of free energy and radical natural alternative health solutions. Introducing Orgon products. Orgon is the universal life force, the basic building block of all matter on the material planet. Orgon electromedicine is the wave of the future dating back to the late 1800s. Wilhelm Reich Orgon used Cloudbuster technology that can now be applied in your home for dramatic energy savings of up to 25%. The possible uses for this device are only limited by your imagination. For less than the cost of a doctor's visit, you can have a device that could lead to the end of all your problems. Health doesn't need to be expensive or complicated. Simple technology equals profound results at OrgonProducts.org. That's O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. Or call 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's S-P-Y-V-I-L-L-E.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with
and Nick
and Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include the bulletin board system, over 340,000 posts, lots to talk about. There's been a bit of a April's Fool prank pulled on the Free Talk Live BBS. I thought it had been hacked, but it turns out it's just a little prank action from, I think, Johnson and a couple other people. They've changed it so when you write certain things, the board, the BBS, shows them differently. So if you write the word liberty, it replaces it with slavery, for instance, as one example. So kind of fun, but a little on the annoying side. Hopefully it'll be gone after midnight tonight. So go to bbs.freetalklive.com.
You just don't like a good joke.
And get interactive. No, it was kind of funny for like the first minute, and then it got annoying trying to read through it all and make sense of what you were actually reading. Kind of is difficult when every other word is something you different from what you expect it to be. All right. So anyway, so that should change, I'm sure, very soon. bbs.freetalklive.com.
Is another fad diet the answer to losing your extra pounds? Are working out and eating right no longer working to help you lose weight? If you can relate to that, then go read the story of a doctor who lost 37 pounds in 1 month and has kept it off. See the actual before and after pictures. Read his story at notfatanymore.com. Want to get off the fad diet roller coaster and forever? Then check out notfatanymore.com.
800-259-9231 to the AMP line. It's Sam in Texas. Hello,
Sam. I just took a round trip around the country here and had quite a few interactions with the TSA.
Uh-huh.
So I'm calling in to tell you about some other things that they're doing and really applaud some of their new efforts here.
Okay, sure.
Well, first off, I found out that Las Vegas has an 80% pass rate, so they're doing better than the average. One of the guards actually told me that.
Now, 80% means that the red team comes and they only get 20% of guns, knives, and bombs?
No, the opposite, Mark.
Oh.
They're stopping 80% of the red team's attempts.
Right, that's what I mean. They only get 20% of guns, knives, and bombs.
He's saying they're stopping 80%. They're stopping 80%, and
20% is getting through.
That's what I'm saying. The red team only gets through 20% of guns, knives, and bombs that they attempt to get through a checkpoint. Is that correct?
I'll just say yes.
That sounds correct. Yeah. Which means that if I were a terrorist leader, if I wanted to attack buildings like they did, I assume, the first step to that, if I wanted to get terrorists on planes, I would actually have to put 5 terrorists groups out there for every 1 terrorist group that I thought I could get through. But Las Vegas is not the norm.
Yeah, but those 5 terrorists are now going to have their ID inspected under an ultraviolet flashlight that I saw at all 5 airports. Of course, I don't show them any ID, so I don't know what good that's going to do.
Like Mark said, it's security theater. It makes it look like they're really doing something important.
Right. Now, to further that theme, they've actually, when you're selecting, you go through, after you don't show ID, they take out a special hole punch and make 2 stars in your boarding pass because, you know, who could fake a punch card that has a star in it?
Right. Yeah, nobody could do that.
Now, in Denver, they're dividing up the traffic into 3 lines. Denver's unique because they have 1 TSA checkpoint, and that's it, and it's massive.
Wow.
So
if you wanted to blow up a TSA checkpoint, that would be the one that they would do, right?
Exactly. So what they're doing there, they have 3 lines, one for business travelers who know what they're doing, one for families who have strollers and things, and one for just the regular folks. I don't know how they divide up and figure out who goes into what line. But then there's another option called the Clear Card. And it's this little card you get. You get to pay a $138 membership fee, and you just go up to this little machine, and you put the card in, and you look at the little screen, and then you get to skip right through the line and go right up to the checkpoint and go through the X-ray and so forth.
Mm.
Now, the card, I talked to the guy about it. Turns out it's storing a biometric ID, but it's okay because it's shared between 4 different companies, and the TSA only gets your iris picture and your fingerprints.
So this money's going to the TSA?
No. See, that would be probably a violation of the Bill of Rights. So they did it through a private company. It's completely voluntary, Ian.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So that way they can kind of sneak it in. Now, one of the other things I noticed was, this was in Vegas and a couple other airports. Normally, when I go through as a selectee, they'll keep me there at the ropes until they can get somebody. Now they're starting to put in separate hallways that are lined with glass and have a locked door at the end, which is a little concerning because, you know, what's going to happen 2 years down the road when it's not just a hallway but actually goes into a separate private room?
So what happens at the end of this hallway? You're
locked into this little holding area, basically. And when the officer's ready to come pull you through for your pat-down and luggage search, he'll come open the door. But you're basically detained in this little area.
That's pretty spooky.
Yeah, and then, you know, it, as these things grow and expand out, what happens when I get pulled up into another room completely out of view of all people?
And they leave you there.
Who knows?
Well, that's what happened. And I don't remember who brought the story up. There was a courthouse situation where someone was put in the courthouse jail cell, what was supposed to be a temporary detention. The person, the bureaucrat that put him there, forgot about him and went home. And the man was locked in there without anyone. Maybe they couldn't hear his screams or his yells, but nobody came to look at him. Nobody came to check on him. No one even knew that he was there. And then finally on Monday, when the bureaucrat came back to work, he discovered that he'd left this guy in the cell. He didn't have anything to drink, anything to eat, nothing at all. The cell was just a bare cell. So incidents like that can absolutely happen.
And then last year, the lady that was taken into custody at the airport after she threw a fit for missing her plane and ended up dead.
Oh, yeah, she allegedly killed herself, right?
Did anything ever come out of that?
I don't recall. I don't recall seeing any updates on
that. I can't imagine that any federal employee is ever going to be held responsible for that.
Yeah. That's
wow.
The problem.
Any other experiences you need to share tonight, sir?
That's it.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Matt in Illinois on the AMP line. Hello, Matt.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, you're talking about the TSA, and Mark first off said, when are they going to start taking SOMA? When are they going to start giving it? Is that what it was, SOMA?
Yeah, that was SOMA, yeah.
That was a suggestion from the Lou Rockwell blog, but yes.
Yeah, well, okay, well, they don't need to. They're dropping barium on us from the airplane.
Oh, come on.
They're got fluoride in our water, so they don't need to do any of that stuff. And then,
so you're saying that's why they're already so docile. It's
yeah, we're already, you know, we're not doing anything. Didn't
gotcha.
You mention that
yep.
earlier, too? Nobody's fighting for liberty. We're just sitting here watching TV.
Yep.
I'm, you know, looking at my computer now.
I'd say it was the TV, not the fluoride, but okay.
I was reminded of a story my daughter told me, because you were talking about the music that they were playing. And her high school, I believe I told you this story once before, but it's worth repeating.
Okay.
Her high school wanted to settle the kids down between classes. Apparently the kids were getting into a lot of fights, and so they started playing calming music over the speakers, and backfired and started more fights.
Yep, and figures. Yeah, this will be interesting to see how this actually ends up getting implemented. Thank you for the call tonight, Matt. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Maybe it will blow up in their face. And I don't mean in a violent way. More on the way. You can take control. Bring up anything. Dan and Robert both on the line. We'll talk to you. Plus, ladies come first if you make the call. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the power hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the power hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
The Road Warrior radio broadcast bringing you the quickening. Are you tired of talk shows that preach over you and talk over your head? Eric Arthur Blair, commonly known as George Orwell, said the great enemy of clear language is insincerity. Are you looking for a fresh new voice in the fight for liberty? Then tune in to Road Warrior Radio, bringing you the quickening on the one and only GCN network, live Sundays at 11 Pacific and 1 Central, or on demand at roadwarriorradio.com. The Road Warrior is a program dedicated to you, the listener. Are you tired of all the misinformation and lies? Are you hearing too much noise and not enough signal? The Road Warrior Radio unveils the truth and exposes the lies and disinfo that pervade society. Have you noticed all areas of American society civics have slanted in to usher in the one world nation state, the Road Warrior Radio broadcast is dedicated to presenting the quickening at hand. Time is running out. Tune into the quickening on the Road Warrior Radio broadcast, sponsored by FreeFromMortgageDebtNow.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Free Talk Live. You can bring out whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Features include the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have sent us their validated photo. To prove they listen to the show, head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. See what it's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. Soviet-style central planning just doesn't work. So what's the best way to reach out to Liberty lovers? Google Ads, direct mail, Free Talk Live? Only you know what's best. You can choose which project is worthy of your dollar. Go to freestateproject.org/donate and choose how you want to contribute. That's freestateproject.org/donate. As we continue with your phone calls, starting with Dan in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Dan. Dan in Montana, going once. Dan in Montana, going twice. Oh, I hear something. He's gone. All right, let's try Robert in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Robert.
Hi, I'm the guy that posted the challenge for a debate regarding the Free State Project.
There's a debate regarding the Free State Project?
No, I posted a challenge to you
to
regarding
us.
The Free State Project. Yeah.
Where was this posted?
This was posted originally. It was called Free Talk Live, Our Conspiracy Nuts, 33108 Show. And that is apparently one of the posts that got modified by the hacking that you guys said happened.
So,
where you said that the FTL got changed to FBI, and then all the words that were, you know, the word like the was spelled T-E-H.
Yes, it was essentially...
I-Z.
Yes, apparently it's some sort of an April Fool's prank, the changing of the spellings and the words and all that. But now I'm not too familiar with the post. I don't the VBS just has so many posts. It's hard
right,
to keep
no
up
way
with
for
it
us
all.
To go on there, and I generally
okay,
don't go there at all. So we're not
here's the main beef of my argument.
Okay.
Which is you guys want to start a free state, right? But what's wrong with this country? What's wrong with America?
Well, it's not free.
I mean,
is all you have to do is listen to the show for a few weeks, and you'll find out what the hell's wrong with America.
Well, here's my point. I'm going to prove that you guys are contradicting yourself, because you guys don't believe that there are conspiracies in this government.
No, I don't think anyone ever said that.
No. I absolutely do believe the government in and of itself is a conspiracy.
Yes, a conspiracy is two people plotting in secret to usually do something despicable
right.
or evil.
And now, but it's the level of a conspiracy.
Let me ask you then. Do you believe 9/11 may have been perpetrated by the U.S. government?
No, I don't care, personally.
You don't care?
No.
Come on, you should care. That's why you want to start a free state project, because you're running away from criminal government.
Oh, I think the government's criminal.
That's a contradiction.
I think that all government is criminal. No, to think that someone is a criminal is not necessarily to indict them for a specific crime. I think that how they...
Wait a minute. You already admit that there's a conspiracy, which is a crime, because look at the dismantling of our Constitution. That's illegal, right?
Okay. Yep.
So do you think all these congressmen are acting alone, like lone nuts? No.
Do you think
they're
that
talking to each other? They know they're breaking the law, so they're criminals, and
so
that's why you want to start a free state.
So they killed 3,000 people on 9/11.
Apparently.
Well, that's not apparent to me from the facts that you've just presented.
If they're all criminals, what are we supposed to do with them?
Well, one of the networks you're carrying on is GCN, and you know Alex Jones and. The Power Hour, they always talk about this stuff, and
never
a lot
to
of
them.
The ministers on GCN, they know what's up.
I know that the people on GCN...
You don't know what's going on, like you're naive about it, or you don't want to put your neck on the line.
I don't know if you're at a hospital, but there's some kind of beeping going on in the background. It's a little on the annoying side. Hopefully you can quiet that, otherwise we might as well let you go.
Okay.
But to respond to what you're saying here, first of all, this isn't a show about the conspiracy theory stuff like the other people are used to hearing on the network.
You guys, bring up whatever you want, and you guys are always making fun of conspiracy nuts, and you guys talk about the Free State Project.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have it both ways.
I don't understand why you think anything is both ways.
About this kind of stuff. When you want to start a free state, you want to secede from the union? Isn't that one of the things you guys talk about?
I would like to see that happen, yeah.
I'd like to see
that happen. Okay. So you're willing to secede from the union, which is basically, we had a civil war because Abe Lincoln said we got to preserve the union, and you guys want to secede.
You guys
are willing to be that
Your logic is a non sequitur. You don't
make
any sense.
Here's where it follows.
Great.
You guys want to say that this government is criminal enough to run away from, but then you don't want to discuss the real beef of why this government is criminal, the real recent axes. That's what this whole...
Well, I know we talk about the criminality of government all the time on this show, and I think it's pretty clear.
Are you so naive? Because these guys wrote PNAC, and they said, we need this. And then it's already come out even on the History Channel that they allowed our troops to be slaughtered in Pearl Harbor. They knew the attack was coming. They didn't warn them, because they wanted to get the American blood boiling against the Japanese. So, yes, there's another 3,000 that died unnecessarily. Now, if they do that to their own troops...
Governments have killed millions of people over the history of the last 100 years.
Okay, then, how come you can't say that they killed 3,000 on 9/11?
Because it doesn't matter.
There's not enough evidence.
Compared to Stalin and Mao.
Let me explain this.
It doesn't make a difference.
Right. It doesn't matter to me, sir, because I already know that government is bad, and it's not just this government that's bad. It's the whole concept of government that's bad, and that's what we talk about on this show, why the concept of government is bad, and we can give several examples of how awful they are and some of the awful things they're doing. It's just we choose not to focus on that one particular example that you seem to be so obsessed with, this 9/11 thing. Hold on a second. We just don't focus on that one particular example because... there's not enough evidence to prove either way, and all you end up doing is getting into this debate for the rest of all time with the people that believe one side of it versus the people that believe another, and it never gets resolved, and I'm not willing to take a side because it doesn't matter to me, because what's important to me is getting government out of our lives entirely, and it doesn't matter to me all the different ways that they allegedly have harmed people, because it's countless. There'd be no way to quantify or qualify all of the different myriad of ways that governments have intruded upon and harmed other people's lives. We talk about a number of them here on Free Talk Live, but the ones we talk about are concrete, they're tangible, they're unquestionable, and they're real. The 9/11 conspiracy theory is a theory. You may claim you've got some ironclad facts, but there are other people that claim the opposite, and they can claim to debunk your facts, and I, for one, am not interested in having that debate. Hope that makes sense to you. Are you still there?
How about this? Everybody needs to act on a local level. All politics is local. Not everybody can go to Washington, D.C. and march. all politics is global. So people need to think globally, meaning against the globalist. Now, you do believe that there's people that want a global government, right? You do believe that, right?
Sure. There's absolutely sure.
Okay.
I mean, there's people that believe that that the aliens are our ancestors. So sure.
Let's not compare global government to aliens.
I'm just saying,
I absolutely agree. I absolutely agree. Marxism had a very profound influence in the global idea. So yeah.
Look at the UN. I mean, of course, those people believe in a global government.
So what I have against the Free State Project is concentrating everybody in New Hampshire. It's like, it's just asking for, like, another wake-up or something.
Oh, so because you are a paranoid kook then, right?
Yes.
They're going to roll tanks through the streets of New Hampshire.
Where are the machine guns right down there on Main Street?
Robert, when are they going to come in, man? Because there's already hundreds of us here. Are they waiting until 20,000?
Robert, if you've got such this great idea against the globalists, how come they haven't put a bullet in Alex Jones's head, Robert? Answer my question.
New Hampshire's not going to save America.
Robert, how come they haven't put a bullet in Alex Jones's head?
I'll tell you why.
Yeah,
have
right
you
here.
Heard of? Let me tell you who they did pull a bullet's head into. The guy that wrote that book. What's his name? William Cooper. They killed him, didn't they? And you know what he said about Alex Jones?
I've never heard of Willie Cooper.
Okay,
I've never
William
heard
Cooper
of Willie
is
Cooper.
The guy who originally talked about 9/11 happening before it happened. He's the guy that said they're going to do it.
So,
and then Alex
are you
Jones
suggesting Alex
later.
Jones is one of the conspiracy people? Then are you suggesting he bought
all
off?
All I know is Willie Cooper is the middle.
You guys are so crazy. Thanks for the call tonight, you nut job. See, now, why shouldn't we take those calls? That's fun stuff.
That's absolutely good. And, unfortunately, he shows just how far out there on the limb he is. He thinks that, America, that they're going to roll tanks in on
the Free State Project.
The Free State Project on New Hampshire, if New Hampshire secedes. He thinks that Alex Jones is part of, who is probably the biggest proponent of 9/11 truth out there. He thinks that they're part of the conspiracy. But he's talking about... Oh my God! It's the mire.
It's crazy. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live. I think
losing my hair, and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Amacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Amacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to avacorradio.com.
Hi, neighbor. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Life is a gamble, but you can stack the deck. If you knew what I know about all the problems food will protect you from, you'd start immediately to put every effort and dollar you can get into the biggest supply of food possible. When the dollar and economy crash, when the imported and genetically poisoned food is all that's left, when the quarantine and bird flu hit, our only protection and only chance to be fearless is having control of our own supply of food and enough of it. But if you knew what we haven't yet discovered, you wouldn't waste time listening to the rest of this announcement before charging out and getting a serious food supply. Decide, it's food now or probably never. But can you afford to be wrong? Decide now. Place your bet. Can you afford to be wrong? Call 800-409-5633 on the web efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
All right, Dad, let me get this straight. I'm Civil Liberties takes place in the future, right? Like Star Wars?
Yeah, that's right. Slightly in the future.
Wait a second. I thought Star Wars took place a long, long time ago.
All right, Einstein. But it is kind of like Star Wars anyway. Just like Star Wars, there's an evil empire, and some people have started an armed rebellion to fight the evil empire.
Okay, so don't tell me. The government's the bad guys again?
Yep, that's right.
Oh, so your character's like Luke Skywalker.
Not exactly.
I know. You're Chewbacca.
Not really. But my character does help the rebellion to stop the government's evil tracking system, which is happening now in the real world, just like in Uncivil Liberties.
Wait a second. They can't track us. It's a free country.
Exactly.
Uncivil Liberties. Go to uncivilliberties.com or mail $13.95 plus $3 shipping to Mercer Films, Box 3797, Albany, New York, 12203. Purchase a copy today at uncivilliberties.com.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's Free Talk Live. .com. The features, by the way, there include archives, an entire year's worth of the show, front page of the website for your downloading convenience, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Attention, libertarians. This summer, the Institute for Humane Studies will be holding 14 seminars on liberty and libertarian thought at locations across the country. If you're a college student or recent graduate and interested in thoughtful discussion and challenging lectures, we want you to attend. Participation is free. Apply by March 31st and find out more. Hey, wait a minute.
It's not, yeah, March 31st
has expired.
Well, they've extended the deadline.
The deadline has been extended, and Mark didn't change my copy.
Well,
find out more at libertarianseminars.com. Please change that, sir, so we don't mess up again. 800-259-9231. Just real quick here before we continue with the calls. We just got off the line with another one of the crackpot conspiracy theorists, and I think that these calls are educational. I mean, earlier tonight we had a very impassioned email from a listener who was concerned with the fact that we allow anyone to call, and so therefore, inevitably, undesirables like the conspiracy kooks will call in. And while I certainly don't want to hear 3 hours of conspiracy calls, the occasional conspiracy call, I think, really gives us the opportunity to, as our chat room people were saying, I mean, the conspiracy people make us sound totally sane, so it's good juxtaposition. But also gives us the opportunity to really look into the mentality of these people and help explain them to the rest of the listening audience, to look into their mindset and figure out exactly how they work, how they tick. And in the for an example, the last caller we had, Robert in California, was a perfect example of how the conspiracy theorist becomes completely defeated in his mindset. The conspiracy theorists are told all kinds of stories about how effective government is. And so they come to believe that government is, unlike what we think, we think the government is ineffective and slow and bureaucratic and just generally almost next to useless, except they're just dangerous. The problem is that they're dangerous to people. But when they try to accomplish things, they're very poor at doing it. They're not very effective at all. And we see evidence after evidence after evidence. I mean, there's an endless amount of evidence. But if you're in the world of the conspiracy theorist, then the only things you pay attention to are conjecture about, you know, what happened here, what's the real story behind this particular event, who's really behind it, and, you know, how do they manage to pull this off, how many people are trying to cover it up, and all of the sort of the details that surround the conspiracy theory. And if you believe the conspiracy theories, you are led to believe that government people are incredibly good at accomplishing these devious tasks that government people are very effective at keeping secrets and making things happen behind the scenes, right? I mean, isn't this essentially the message that is given off? So that's how I've received it. You guys are just sort of sitting there. You're not agreeing with me on this?
Well, I think it is a message that's given off. I think, personally, I think one of the best views on, especially 9/11 truth, but it applies to just about any conspiracy, not just to pick on that one, was South Park did an episode on it, and it really was, the joke was that in the episode, the government was the one behind the 9/11 conspiracy theories because it made people feel that they were competent, which they weren't.
Right, yeah, I remember that. It was a particularly poignant episode.
I mean, I think we all know that, everybody knows it's an accepted fact that the government failed to keep us safe on 9/11. So why do you even have to cross over into the realm of
they
did it actively? The whole reason for being, we're told, the reason we have to pay income taxes, have to register for the draft, all of this stuff, the reason we need a government is so they can protect us from bad men. And they couldn't do it from, 20 or so not terribly well-trained Arabs who were just angry. I mean, these men weren't
essentially
special forces. Yeah, basically. I mean, they did get some training, but these men weren't special forces. They were just, they put their mind to it, and they had enough, the organizations that trained them had enough money to actually train them well enough to do the job.
That 9/11 was a colossal example of governmental failure, but yet the conspiracy theorists try to spin it into an example of how effective the government is at covering things up and doing things in secret.
Right, and the further you go down the conspiracy, the rabbit hole, it's really self-defeating, because once you say, well, the government controls everything, what's the point in doing anything?
Right.
Because
well,
that's all under control.
And that's what they say.
That's exactly where Robert is.
Absolutely. He's sitting there believing we can't do anything. We don't want to get geographically close to each other because they will roll in tanks and they will slaughter us all like dogs in the streets.
So in the meantime, we'll just sit here and call radio stations.
Right. So I'm going to bother the crap out of some radio hosts that don't agree with me in order to further my cause.
Right. And to be honest, while government is force, and particularly on Free Talk Live, a lot is talked about how much the government does that is forced, that is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think, even conspiracy theories aside, when people start talking about the rolling tank scenarios and they're just going to shut you down and start executing people, I really don't think we're at that point yet. And even the politicians who do terrible things, I think a large number of them think they're doing the right thing. They're not necessarily overtly. They're not just going to say, "I'm going to be evil to people."
Yeah.
They think they know what's best,
right.
But they're not going to roll. Tanks.
They imagine that the government is our father or mother, and it's our parent, and it's to its role is to care for us because we are simply children that would make trouble for ourselves.
Right. That's absolutely how they look at it.
Errant, foolish little children.
That's absolutely how they look at it, and I mean the consequences. Relatively the same. I mean, they use force on people, telling them what they can and can't put into their bodies, etc. And it has terrible consequences for people. But I don't think people in government are acting in a way that they feel is overtly evil. I don't think even politicians, what they're doing is wrong. It's evil.
I think some of them would. I think some of them, given the opportunity, absolutely would.
Absolutely.
I just believe in the natural goodness of man that most people, the pilots and that would be flying these chemtrail planes out there, I think that the fighter pilots that believed that they were going to, that they were supposedly blew up these planes before the holograms were crashed into the buildings or whatever cockamamie bull these people believe. I just don't think you could keep the vast amount of government bureaucrats and elected officials quiet on this.
Yep. So basically what ends up happening is people like Robert and the conspiracy believers, they get down, they get mired in this self-defeating mentality of, well, government is so all-powerful and so, it's so penetrating in our society, there's no way we'll ever defeat them, we just need to hunker down, we just need to be quiet,
I don't know. They don't have solutions.
No, they don't. No,
there are no solutions. Fear and fear-mongering.
Right. Every time we ask for a solution, it's always, they don't have an answer, or I'm going to call a bunch of radio stations.
And I don't even understand if that's their worldview. Why do they waste their breath talking about that? Why not simply ignore it and go along with the NWO? If they are in control of everything and, well, that's not a good idea, you can't
write the Bilderbergers a letter and say you want to help.
Right. You're saying the Free State Project's not a good idea. They'll shut it down. What are you doing to change it? Do you even think it can be changed? And if not, what's the point in calling up radio stations, you know, one after the other, trying to get your message out
if it
doesn't make a difference? Yeah. Talk about something else.
It doesn't make sense to me. It's madness, really. Let's go to your phone calls and talk to Blake in North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Blake.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, you guys stole most of my points that I was going to make.
Sorry about that.
Sorry, but I just had a few examples. If the government is so good at these kind of things, why couldn't they cover up Watergate?
Yeah.
A B&E, a break and enter.
Right, a botched B&E.
Right, or if they're so competent and they're so highly skilled, why is the war in Iraq going so badly? And how come 5 years later there's still no end in sight?
It's a great question. There's no end to the examples of government incompetence. And to believe that government is competent means you have to accept these conspiracy theories at face value.
Exactly. You ever notice how a lot of these alien conspiracies, control guys, 9/11 truthers, they all kind of gravitate towards one another?
Well, I mean, that's natural. You want to be around people that that think the same as you.
Well, there's been some interesting psychology experiments that a certain segment of the human population actually have overactive imagination. They show some, like, random pictures of people, mm-hmm. of random patterns, and people swore to God they saw patterns within this nonsense. And this is an example of something called pareidolia, where people are just pattern-seeking, and even the lack of evidence they regard it as, like, more evidence. Oh, that proves what I saw was there.
Yeah, I've read something like this that claims that for humans, we sort of evolved to find patterns in things. I mean, you don't want to keep on making the same mistake over and over again.
Yeah.
So if something happens to you in a given situation three times, you'll consider that to be just valid. So if I actually got in three car wrecks in 3 days. I could very easily have drawn from that, cars get in wrecks, period. And, or, you know, that kind of, an inaccurate assumption that one can draw.
Blake, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate the insight. Interesting observation about humans and seeing patterns where there are none. 800-259-9231 kind of really sums up the conspiracy theorists in a nutshell. More on the way. Hour 3 is coming up. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
People are